Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1812. Napoleon retreats from Moscow.
Tell me, Davout, is it my fault that the height of power which I, Napoleon Bonaparte, have reached compels me to assume the dictatorship of the world?
I suppose not, sir. But if this Russian campaign is a failure...
A failure? I've led the Grand Armée to victory against the Austrians, the Prussians, the Spaniards. Nearly 500,000 behind me, do you think I would fail to conquer Russia?
The conditions are against us, sire. Our men are not equipped for the cold weather that's approaching. And Russia is a vast country. Marshal Ney agrees...
I don't need you or Marshal Ney to explain the difficulties of this campaign, Davout. My ministers at home in France did their best to discourage me. You and Ney are here to assist me. Come over here, my friend, to the entrance of the tent. Look up there. You see that star?
Star?
I am the sky. It's my star. It's guided me through victory after victory until now. I'm not only Emperor of France, but dictator of Europe. That star, Davout, will guide me through Russia to Moscow and even greater glory. Tomorrow, we'll break camp and march into Russia.
Could we not make one further approach to the Tsar? He might still be persuaded to change his mind and agree to your peace.
No. Remember his letter. I know I'm no such captain as the Emperor Napoleon, that I have no general to match him. I know it. And that alone should convince you that I desire to avoid war. But peace will not be signed on my soil. A letter of defiance, Davout. You pay for it.
Sire?
Ah, nay. I was about to send for you. Tomorrow we will...
We have a visitor, sire.
Indeed? Who is it?
A Cossack.
Cossack.
He will not give his name. He says his business is with the Emperor of the French.
There's a Cossack into the camp. Are you mad? He may be a spy.
You can't believe that, sire. You've always spoken of the Cossacks with great contempt. Cavalry that knows only how to shout and unable to ride down, and even a company of light infantry.
Touché. Very well, Ney. Bring this Cossack in and let's hear what he has to say for himself.
Yes, sire.
Well, Davout, what do you make of that? A Russian horseman crosses the Niemen River while our troops stand and watch.
He has courage, sir.
Your Imperial...
Why are you here?
You know, and your Tsar knows why I'm here. I'm here to conquer Russia. I set out tomorrow to take Vilna, then on to Moscow.
And after you have taken Moscow?
After that, I shall return to the West and conquer England. If that's been done, the states of Europe will be melted into one nation with Paris as its capital. There'll be one code, one coinage, and one court of appeal for all. Does that satisfy you?
It tells me what I want to know.
You came into our camp just to ask why we are here.
And to hear your answers with my own ears. Turn back before it is too late, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Ah, Rostopchin. You spoke to this Napoleon?
I said I would, and I did. You've had enough vodka, Kutuzov.
How dare you? You think I'm a beardless boy to be forbidden my pleasures? Another glass, Vladimir?
Yes, Marshal.
The French marshals, Ney and Davout, they didn't do it.
I don't care what the French did or did not do. I want to know what they are going to do.
March on to Moscow.
Ah, so Russia is to be attacked, eh?
Have you any plans to stop
it? I always have plans, Rostopchin. But no one thing. It will not be you, or I, or the army, or even the people of Russia who will defeat this Corsican emperor. But Mother Russia herself, her very size, her immensity, will send his men home cringing like children frightened of the dark.
You intend doing nothing.
I shall drink vodka and think.
You're a fool. I go into the French.
We shall retreat.
What did you say?
I said we shall retreat.
And I thought you loved Russia.
You give the order.
No. No, never. You can't abandon Moscow. The people would never
let
you...
The people would follow me to the ends of the earth if I asked them, and you know it, my excitable young friend.
That's exactly why I say it will be you who have to betray them.
Vladimir, where is that man?
I won't sit here and watch the governor of Moscow drink himself into some sort
of... So, what had you planned to do, Kondrasoption?
Do?
Yes, do. Do, do! You plan to save Moscow. How?
I've already printed posters, hundreds of them, warning the people of what is to come.
Posters, huh? No one will read them. How many of us can read?
The news will be passed on.
What else?
There are French spies in the city. I'm sure of it. I'll search them out.
You'll be wasting your time. As every fashionable Muscovite speaks French better than Russian, you'll never tear one from the other. So you printed posters and you're searching for spies. Tell me one intelligent thing you have done.
There's a German, a man called Lepich. He promised to bomb the French from the air. And
Yes. Lepich. I've heard of him. He's a fraud, isn't he? You put vast sums of money into his pockets only to find the machine won't fly. A flying machine. Can you imagine anything funnier than that? Vladimir, I swear I... Are you there, eh? Count Rostovshin and I are going to drink a toast to Moscow. Vodka, bring us vodka.
Yes, Master.
I tell you, I won't drink anything.
I say you will. We shall sit here and drink to our retreat.
Retreat? Are you mad? The Tsar will never let you.
He knows exactly what I plan to do.
And he agrees.
Of course. It is the only way to save Russia.
I don't understand. You're going to retreat and let the French take over all we possess and love?
I said I was going to retreat. That's all. Use your brains, Rostovshin. If you didn't want someone to read a private letter, what would you do with it, huh?
Do with it? I don't know. I suppose... Well, Kutuzov. Everyone says you're as crafty as a fox. Why didn't I think of that?
What did you say they call this hill, May?
The Hill of Salvation, Johannes.
Salvation. I doubt it will be the Russian salvation much longer.
You are still confident of a successful attack in Moscow?
Why not?
We have had little success in our campaign so far. Bit of fighting, two major engagements against the Russians, but no victory.
Nor any defeats, Marshal Ney. We're advancing steadily towards our objective, Moscow.
At tremendous cost. In the Battle of Borodino alone, we lost 25,000 men.
And the Russians lost 38,000. Remember that, Ney.
They had more to lose, sire. And the fighting there, indecisive as it was, has left our men demoralized. They're losing confidence.
Confidence in their emperor. Never. How far are we from Moscow?
It's just over the next rise.
At last. I were a young officer, not the emperor. I'd gallop to that rise, just to be the first to glimpse the capital of all the Russians. Have the spies found out anything more about the defenses, Davout?
No, sire. As I told you, there are no defenses.
I know you said that, but I don't believe it. No one would leave a city without defenses.
There. There it is, sire. Moscow.
Moscow. Behold, at last, the celebrated city. Have you ever seen a finer sight? Gothic steeples and oriental domes. Everything I've dreamt it would be.
Do we bivouac here, sir?
No. While we have the chance, there appear to be no defenses, we'll march on.
I don't like it. Everything's so quiet.
As it has been all the way through Russia.
That's what I mean. Why don't they try to stop us?
I worry unduly.
Perhaps. And yet, those villages we fired, the crops we destroyed, there was no one to prevent us. Why? It's almost as though we were walking into a trap.
Nonsense. The answer lies in our army. It's the biggest ever to march on an enemy country. That's why we've met no opposition. They're afraid.
I hope you're right, sire.
You've given my orders to the men?
There must be no looting. Yes.
Good. Once our troops get out of hand, we'll never be able to control them.
They have their orders. But they look upon looting as a soldier's privilege.
A privilege, the Mr. Without. We should be in Moscow within the hour. I hardly believe it. Russia will be mine within the hour.
It's like a dead city, Imperial Highness. There's no one here at all.
And yet, I'll swear there are people here.
The usual pessimist, nay.
I'm sorry, sire, but it seems too good to be true.
Yes. One would expect a few shots from some of the buildings, but there's absolutely nothing. Does the Vanguard know which way to go, Devil?
To the Imperial Palace, sire.
Good. What if the Tsar could be... No, that's impossible.
What do you think, sire?
Could he be waiting for us, perhaps to sign some peace treaty?
Surely he'd have some envoy.
Yes.
No, they've probably retreated to the east.
Then we'll follow them, Dabu.
Over there, sire. Isn't that someone at the window?
Where? I can't see anyone.
Building, close to that church.
Must have been a trick of the light.
I'll swear it was a man with a gun. Shall I fire?
And start a battle when there's apparently no need for one. Leave it, nay. Some people must have stayed behind.
Silence. All that one can hear is the tramp of our soldiers. Nothing else.
We've reached the Imperial Palace, sire. There it is.
Deserted.
So the Tsar has left the city, too.
Probably gone through St. Petersburg.
Look at it. What a magnificent building. I'm going to hold a grand ball there. The finest the world has ever seen. I'll bring my wife and my son. And all Russia will acknowledge them as their rulers. Right up to the gates, Marshal Ney, and sound the bugles. They shall know the Emperor of Europe is here.
Well, Rostovshin, is everything ready?
As ready as it will ever be, Kutuzov.
Good. Our scouts say the French have reached the Imperial Palace already, eh? You say every piece of firefighting equipment is sent away to the country, eh?
Oh, destroyed, Your Excellency.
Ah, so there'll be nothing they can do about it.
Nothing. By the time my incendiaries have run through the streets with their flaming torches, Moscow should be enveloped in flames. It is time for you to leave Moscow, Marshal Kutuzov. I'm going to give the signal for the firing of the rocket.
The rocket? That I must see before I go.
As you wish. Petrov Ivanovich, the rocket.
Very good, Excellency.
This is it. This is the moment we have been waiting for. You may think you have taken Moscow, Napoleon Bonaparte, but you will find you have captured a shell. A shell in which you and your grand army will die of starvation and cold.
This is outrageous.
Careful, sire. That building's going to collapse.
It's not a normal tactic of war. It's without precedent burning their own towns.
Highness, the men are beginning to loot. They've ignored our command.
Let them stay and burn. We're leaving Moscow.
Leaving Moscow? But
we're wasting our time standing here gazing at this ocean of fire. Had this been reduced to charred ruin, we'll retire to the camp outside the city.
What about the army, sire?
There's no way in which we can rally them now. We have to wait for them to join us. Marshal Babu.
Sir?
Has anything been seen of the incendiaries?
Not that I know of, sir. Whoever they are, they're too cunning for us. They've gone to earth like a pack of foxes.
You will make it your business to capture at least three.
Yes, sir.
I'll make an example of them. They'll be shot.
Look at our own men, that crowd over there. Looters! Sergeant! Sergeant!
Don't waste your breath, Babu.
We've got to stop them. Their arms are full of clothing.
Forget them. Their greed will kill them. The Tsar realizes the state our army's in. I swear 19 out of every 20 Frenchmen are at this moment unarmed. If the Russians were to attack us, the Grand Armée would be destroyed with hardly a blow struck.
It's October, sire. We've got to leave Moscow.
Got to, Marshal Ney?
I know it's not my place to give the order, sire. But we've no more than 100,000 fighting men left.
100,000 out of an army of nearly 500,000.
Yes, sire. And no food.
What do you ask me to do, Ney? You know I can't retreat.
An honorable retreat.
No!
Then let us conclude peace with the Tsar.
Peace! 2 nights ago, I drafted the terms of a peace treaty and sent it to Tsar Alexander.
And he's not replied.
No. He's a man of his word. He said he'd never sign a treaty on Russian soil. He wants me to grovel to him, and I won't. I'm staying here, in the Kremlin.
Sire, listen to me. The frontiers of Russia lie nearly 1,000 miles away. And between them and the Grande Armée lies the devastated track that we ourselves made during our march to the capital.
Devastated?
We burnt everything within sight. Surely you can see the dangers that lie ahead of us. Lack of weapons, of horses, of transport for the sick. The lack of warm clothing for the men.
You really believe we must leave now, don't you, my friend?
Before it's too late, sire. Things will be bad enough now. But in the winter, when the ground is hard and everything sleeps, It will be worse.
We may be raided.
That is sure to happen. But there is another reason we must leave. Our troops are becoming more and more disorderly. The longer they remain in Moscow, the less likely they are to recover the old discipline.
Do you agree with Ney, Davu? You've been very silent.
Yes, sir. I agree with Ney. Come over here, to the window. Look down into the street.
Russians?
No, sire. Frenchmen.
In fur coats and caps.
Frenchmen, the fools. They've forgotten their homeland already. They think if they stay until spring, things will come right for them. There'll be as much food as they need. And you and I know that's not true. Food may be scarce, sire, but there's plenty of wine. And we'll never get them home to France if they drown their sorrows in Russian wine.
I'd rather they did that than die in the freezing winds of winter.
Besides, there are the carrion crows. Early this morning, I saw an army of them circling the Kremlin.
In that case, we must leave Moscow. We'll march to St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg? Why?
I plan to capture it before we go home.
I will oppose the plan with my last breath.
Why?
It will be nothing more than a retreat. Let us go back by the route we know. It's the shortest way.
I have no intention of allowing my troops to straggle back over Russia with no provisions. We'll leave Moscow tomorrow and march southwards.
Southwards?
Two roads lead southwards to Kaluga. An old road and a new one. In Kaluga there'll be plenty of food for our men.
What if the Russians decide to cut the road?
Well, we must plan for that. Marshal Davu, send Murat and some of our cavalry to keep an eye on them.
How shall we attack the Russians if they do cut the road?
We'll march towards them down the old road. Make a feinting attack and then, in the night, march our main force past the Russians down the road and into Kaluga. Don't worry, gentlemen. We'll reach France safely. What do you mean, no food?
Just that, sire. There's nothing at all in Kaluga. Not even an egg. Look about you. They've razed it to the ground.
We should have moved faster. Anything to stop that wily Russian cut us off from...
You forget, sire, that we've just fought one of the hardest battles of the campaign.
That's what we're here for, Davu, to fight if necessary.
But not to wear out our remaining troops by throwing them against superior Russian forces in weather that is...
No excuse. But we're retreating, sire. We're not in a fit state to fight battles.
We fought worse battles than one.
Have we, sire? Have we ever attacked Russian guns in 100 different charges, up slopes which it is impossible to stand on? Have our men ever been mown down like grass before a scythe?
Speak as if the army was destroyed.
4,000 men, sire.
4,000?
Perhaps more.
4,000 men dead. A hard day's fighting. What did we gain by it? A charred shells, no houses, no food, no people.
But it's not only the fighting that's destroying our army, sire. It's the weather. I wonder how long they'll be able to stand.
And the Cossacks. How can one expect human beings to fight their way through the snow while they fight a running battle against those maniacs on horseback?
You want me to retreat from Kaluga?
You must, sire.
Let us retreat to the frontier the way we came. The route is shorter and we have more chance of survival.
As you told me before we left Moscow. Very well.
Highness, over there. By that forest.
Cossacks. Thousands of them.
There's no chance against an army like that.
They're charging.
Sound the retreat!
Sound the retreat!
Oh, devils. How can we help them?
We can't, sire. And they know it.
But 1,000 wounded. Like a slaughterhouse.
A terrible sight, indeed.
Davo, I want every private carriage and military vehicle to carry our wounded back to the frontier.
They'll never survive the journey.
They must!
The jolting of the vehicles over the snow and ice and cold and the hunger. Oh, surely they'd be better left
if
here.
If you wish them to die of the pestilence. Doctors tell me the plague will wipe out those who remain. I can't leave them here. You know I can't.
I do know, sire.
What a retreat. Horses and men strewn all along the road from Moscow to this terrible place.
We must go on, sire.
We go on? That's all I ever hear. Go on!
If we don't leave at once, not one man will see France again. They're ill-clad, sick, hungry, frostbitten. They're behaving like wild animals.
You can go back to France with a clear conscience. How will my people receive their emperor?
Come, sire. We can't stand here in the snow. Let us prepare our men for the final march.
The final march... Is that what it must be, Davu? Why doesn't Albert hurry? He wants to be massacred before the bridges are ready.
It's not easy, sire. You can see for yourself. The men are standing up to their shoulders in icy water. How many of them will survive?
Perhaps if I were to help.
Thief, sire.
Why not? Am I a weakling?
No, sire. But I doubt whether there's anything you or I can do.
The right-hand bridge is nearly ready, sire.
They've done a wonderful job, the Pontoniers. As soon as it's ready, Davout, let the troops cross. The one on the left will be for guns and baggage.
Very good, sir.
Are we likely to be attacked before we cross the river, Davout?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Then we're wasting our time, aren't we?
If one man is saved, sire, the building of the bridges will have been worth it. All these women and children must be got across, too.
Camp followers. If we hadn't been saddled with them, we'd have got along faster.
The bridges are ready, Marshal Davout.
At last.
Highness, we've got to stop them.
People have gone mad. Marshal Ney!
The bridges will collapse. There are too many people.
Marshal Ney!
Please move, sire, and hurry. This way.
Sire, stop those people, Ney.
Impossible.
They're fighting one another.
We can't stop them.
Davout!
One bridge is gone. It's collapsed.
Stay here, sire. You can't risk
your life. I can't stand here. I'm going across the river.
How?
I don't know, but I've got to get to the other side. Davout, come with me. When we get across, we'll get up to the artillery and protect the troops as they cross. You follow us later, Ney.
There's only one way to cover the rear guard, sire. Once the troops are across to the remaining bridge, it must be fired.
We can't do that. There should be civilians.
They know what it is to follow an army, sir. They know the dangers involved. Come, sir.
Stand back. Stand back there. Stand back for the Emperor.
Use your sword, Ney.
No, I won't allow it.
Get out of the way, you scum. Can't you see Napoleon?
Yes, we can see Napoleon, all right. We knew who it was who ordered us to march into Russia.
Sergeant, strike down that man.
That's right, kill us. We are scum to be made gunfodder of, so that...
Now will you all stand back? That's better.
Come, Highness. The way is clear. So that's the end of the bridge, sire. It's in flames.
We should have left the civilians crossed.
So that the main army might be trapped by the Cossacks?
I didn't realize it was in danger.
The sleigh's ready, sire. We're not sure how long we'll be held off the Russians, even although the bridge is down. You must leave immediately.
My men.
Ney is right, sire. If you were captured, it could be the end of the Empire.
It won't be that, Davout. Napoleon's empire will last to the end of time. Remember, this campaign has been unfortunate. There's still England. And after all, what is the throne of Russia? Only a piece of wood covered with velvet.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.